USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on ABC's This Week that there are enormous signs that the novel coronavirus outbreak started at a biomedical laboratory in Wuhan, China, the city where cases first exploded.
I can tell you that there is a significant amount of evidence that this came from that laboratory in Wuhan.
A report from the Department of Homeland Security claims the Chinese government intentionally concealed the severity of COVID-19 from the international community starting in January, when it stockpiled medical supplies by both increasing imports and decreasing exports. And Pompeo said the president is ready to make them pay when the time is right.
Classic communist disinformation that created enormous risk, and now you can see hundreds of thousands of people around the world, tens of thousands in the United States have been armed. President Trump is very clear. We're going to hold those responsible accountable, and we'll do so on a timeline that is our own.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation, Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092, licensed by the Virginia State Corporation, Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
More than 1 million people around the world have now recovered from coronavirus, according to Johns Hopkins University. There have been over 3 million confirmed cases worldwide. The United States still has the most confirmed cases worldwide, also has the most recoveries with over 153,000. Germany, Spain, and China trail the U.S. respectively. The numbers come as some lockdowns and restrictions are being lifted across the globe. Conservationists from the Democratic Republic of Congo fear the coronavirus pandemic could soon even reach the country's mountain gorillas amid reports that cats and dogs are testing positive for the virus. With nearly 1,000 left in the world, the mountain gorilla population is already at risk from climate change and poachers. The nonprofit group Gorilla Doctors is on high alert since respiratory infections are the second leading cause of death among gorillas. They've now locked down an area which normally allows visitors to all but necessary personnel. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Israel's prime minister is in another court battle, and USA Radio's Wendy King has the details.
Israel's high court is hearing arguments on whether Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu can form a unity government while under indictment. This man organized a protest against him.
We're very hopeful that the Supreme Court will decide that it's not suitable for a democratic country like Israel to have a prime minister who's accused with bribe.
If the court rules he cannot form a government, Israel may have to hold its fourth consecutive election in just over a year.
A Houston police officer injured in a police helicopter crash that killed another officer has been upgraded to serious condition at Memorial Hermann, Texas Medical Center. Chase Cormier has been upgraded following surgery after the crash that police say caused the fatal injuries to Officer Jason Knox, the son of Houston City Council member Mike Knox. The helicopter was part of a search for bodies in a nearby bayou, which was prompted by a police tip that Police Chief Art Acevedo has said was probably a bogus call. Six people were arrested in connection with gunfire in the area about an hour after the crash. The Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the cause of the crash. Remember, stay updated with everything that's going on right here and at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.